Hello and welcome to Cleveland Browns News. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. I hate to say I told you so, but everything I've complained about at the beginning of the season has come to fruition. I said Hugh Jackson was a horrible coach. He should be fired over and over. He was finally fired. The team is better. I said that Nick Chubb was better than Carlos Hyde. John Dorsey agreed with me, even though Todd Haley did not, apparently. Apparently there was some sort of internal struggle with that, so John Dorsey just traded Carlos Hyde away so that Todd Haley couldn't play him. Shades of Moneyball when Billy Bean traded away Carlos Peña so that the manager would play Scott Hattenberg or whatever his name was. So, and then look, Chubb killing it. He had 170 yards with a 92-yard run, the longest in Browns history. Our offense is clicking. Mayfield had 151 QBR. It was the highest ever for a rookie quarterback who, you know, threw more than a small amount of passes, basically. Our offensive coordinator, Freddie Kitchens, is looking great. Here's my biggest fear is that now our offensive coordinator, you know, now we've got a nice coordinator, and here's what'll happen. We'll end up hiring, hopefully not, because we have John Dorsey, who knows what he's doing and is halfway competent, but the classic Browns thing would be to fire the coach. He hires a new coordinator. Kitchens goes elsewhere, becomes like some hero coordinator, ends up as a head coach, like Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan was the only thing that was good about that era of the Browns, and we should have had him be the head coach, but instead we let him get away. Mayfield, it's a weird feeling as a Browns fan when your quarterback goes back to pass and you expect him to complete it. I don't remember ever feeling that way in the past. It was always like, oh, here we go. Wonder what's going to happen. It's like, now it's every time he passes the ball before the camera moves over to where he's throwing it, I'm like, oh, there's going to be someone there who's going to catch it. It's like, I expect it to be completed. And honest to God, I don't remember ever feeling that way in the past, which is sad, but true. I love how athletic Mayfield is, too. It's like, he drops the ball, you know, he has a fumble, but then he immediately is able to just scoop it up and keep running. It's just something that's a little, you take it for granted when your quarterback can do that kind of thing. But I was watching the Miami game, and Brock Osweiler fumbled a snap, and, like, I've never seen someone look so awkward trying to fall on a fumble before. He not only did he not pick it up and run, he, like, fell, like, 3 feet away from where the ball was. The defender runs up and gets it. There were no sacks in this game either, which is great that the offensive line is playing that well. Very happy with the defensive line, too, and the defensive scheming of Greg Williams having two near goal line stands, one actual goal line stand, and then, you know, the other one, three downs were successful, and then they got on the fourth down, but almost another goal line stand. Hugh Jackson is now with the Bengals as a special assistant to Marvin Lewis. Whatever that means, he'll find some way to mess up that team. I'm sure this whole being a head coach has probably gone to his head. He's going to undermine Marvin Lewis and try to get the head coaching job. Good riddance. That's what I say. Fucking idiot. And what else do I want to talk about? I saw that a spread maker said that if the Browns played Alabama, the Browns would be favored by 35.5 points. I think I would take Alabama. No offense to the Browns. I think the Browns are very good, but I think if you know, it depends on how Nick Saban was playing the game. If he was like playing with the point spread in mind, he might really slow down the game and just not let it get that out of hand. But I don't know. Interesting thought. What do you think? What do you think the Browns would win by? I'm thinking like 28, 31 points, something like that. It's close. I think the Alabama would just straight up beat the Raiders. I don't even think it'd be close. Just kidding. But, yeah, exciting. exciting win. It's, Greg Williams already has as many wins as Hugh Jackson did in about a year. So, that's all for this week. Oh, actually, I wanted to give you some hot tips about NFL betting. I've been doing very, I'm on a hot streak. And this week I say week 10, take the Saints. Saints minus 9. I think they'll win by at least 10 points. All right, gang, please subscribe.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.